Welcome to PTW Office Hours, where we invite authors, writers, publishing professionals to have casual conversations around craft. Grab your journal, a cup of tea or coffee, and get ready to take notes. This is PTW Office Hours, brought to you by Permission to Write. Hello, and welcome to another week of the PTW Office Hours podcast. I am your host, Ashley M. Coleman, and I'm excited to bring another show to you this week as we all figure it out in this wacky landscape of writing. We've had some really great interviews with Gigi Renee, L'Oreal Thompson-Payton, and Minda Honey. So make sure you go and check those out. This week, though, I'm flying solo, so strap yourself in for a ride. Some housekeeping to get out of the way. We have some great fall classes here at Permission to Write, fellowships and residencies, and a short stories class. So go ahead and sign up for those classes being taught by amazing Black women. More details and the link to register are on the site. We make these classes affordable, not because of the content, because they're packed with so much great information, but so that it's not another barrier for entry. Believe me, you are getting way more value in the classes than what we actually charge. Number two, if you haven't already, make sure to sign up for our Permission Granted membership community. This includes access to an archive of all our podcast videos and masterclasses, but also a private Slack community, weekly emails, and additional writing resources. This week in publishing, poet and educator Shay McCrae discussed the use of narrative in poetry, writing his memoir, and much more in an interview with the New York Review. Also, I read an article in Shondaland that asked, is gamification of books affecting how we read? The Shondaland article explores this with Goodreads at the helm. One has to wonder if we're making goals around reading that are close to 200 books a year, are we actually really digesting what we read? This particular article asks, are we more interested in looking like we read, which is a great question, than actually reading? However, reading is up. The pandemic, I think, really helped people realize that books are still an important part of the entertainment world. So the hope is that people keep reading so we can keep writing. And I know for me personally, I tend to have a very modest reading goals of like 24 books a year, kind of trying to read like two books a month, in addition to some other resource things, depending on what projects I might be working on. But I got to say that even reading books for the podcast interviews, you know, it's hard to get through them quickly when you really are trying to actually take in and digest what has actually been written. Lastly, AI is here. And while the actors and writers' strikes rage on, authors are holding their breath on how and when it'll show up in the publishing industry. But the truth of the matter is, it's already here. Many writers have joined in a lawsuit against AI companies accused of scanning the work of individual artists to produce content from their systems. The publishing industry has faced a lot of major shifts over the years, including the big bookstore retailers like Barnes & Noble and Amazon. But each time they find a way to adapt and pivot. And at the end of the day, most of us are going to have to figure out how to work around artificial intelligence. But I think it's an important fight, of course, for us to protect our work. Okay, because really the only AI I want to acknowledge is Allen Iverson. As a Philadelphia native, I don't want to think about artificial intelligence stealing my work. But anyway, that's kind of what's been happening in publishing. So let's jump into our topic for the week. Recently, I was reading Yellow Face by R.F. Quang. It's a recent pick for the Reese Witherspoon Book Club. It was a very interesting and somewhat infuriating topic to tackle as a white writer, June Hayward, decides to use her deceased friend's unfinished manuscript to pass off as her own. That's the plot and premise of the book. And that writer, Athena Liu, is Asian American. It was giving frenemies, appropriation, all the worst things about publishing as a business that can happen. However, it brought up this interesting idea of who is allowed to tell certain stories. June takes Athena's experimental novel about the unsung contributions of Chinese laborers during World War I. There comes a point when things are unraveling that Hayward asks about the ownership marginalized people have over their stories, and she declares that she should be allowed to tell this type of story. It was given all the white tears, y'all. While the book is satirical in its approach, it broaches topics that certainly hit a nerve. It made me think of a couple things. One, a story idea that I had that I wasn't sure was mine to write. I don't want to share too much of the content in case it does actually come to fruition one day, but I thought, I want to write about this marginalized group, but is that my story to tell? And maybe I can, through the eyes of another character versus assuming a first-person identity in the story. I just thought of that, but anyway, it begs the question, right? At the very heart of fiction, are we allowed to just make things up? Are we allowed to assume other identities? Recently, I was watching The Pieces I Am, the documentary following Toni Morrison, and she talked about being in one of her classes and telling them not to write what they know, to write a story that might have been about someone from a completely different background and a completely different place, just to explore their imagination. So, stealing aside, because June in this story in Yellowface was dead wrong in Quang's story. I mean, she tried to paint Athena as a shady character who deserved, I say with quotes, to have her work stolen. But mining real life for story ideas is part of the writing game. Right now, her approach could be questioned. She could have kept talking to June in college. If you read the book, you'll kind of understand. However, it was Nikki Giovanni who said, "We're all essentially writing from empathy. That's the thing about writers. We're curious, we're observers, we listen and find the story in random conversations." I mean, if we're not mining from real life, are we not? I'm not sure we're doing it right. But you let me know. And marginalized writers are somewhat relegated to this idea of only writing about their own culture, which is strange. Like, own voices seems to make you think that only people who look like the writers should be interested in the story. When yes, there is nuance to writing what you know, but isn't everyone doing that? White writers included? It's a careful dance, really, when we take on the mantle of writing about cultures other than our own. It's important, essential to avoid harmful stereotypes and to do in-depth research when we're talking about things that we don't know. But currently, one of my works in progress has a male protagonist, of which I am not, right? So there is a certain amount of empathy and research and observation that has to go into writing a story from this person's perspective. And so while trying to put on the identity of another culture will always be wrong, I want to kind of advocate for the idea that we should be able to allow our creativity to take us far beyond solely what we have experienced or been through. That's the beauty of make-believe. It doesn't necessarily absolve us, though, from the responsibility of doing it well. But we should be able to explore, is all I think I'm saying. Appropriation and murderous tendencies aside that were present in Yellowface. I mean, do y'all really think this girl couldn't have saved Athena from that pancake? When I was writing Good Morning Love, I didn't take too much thought to the fact that I was writing a main character that was Afro-Latina. I grew up around friends that had this interesting mix of Caribbean and Black culture. And while, in a sense, I was writing what I knew, both of my own parents are African American, I appreciate the freedom of fiction to explore culture, nuance, and the other elements of the human experience that may not directly be my own. If we're writing about blue people and mermaids, I think we have the ability to flex our creative license a little bit. I love a world where we're not trying to put marginalized writers in a box of only writing about their trauma and struggles through a white lens. And of course, where white people aren't trying to play victim here because other people are getting a chance to tell their stories. I mean, June was tripping. And while they want to make you think that Black writers and writers of color are all the rage these days, we're still only accounting for about 11% of the books that were published in 2018, according to an article in the New York Times. We probably need an updated stat there, right? But I guarantee that it has not increased that significantly for them to be worried that we're taking over. I mean, just look at the New York Times bestsellers list. A lot of us aren't on it. Anyway, let me know your thoughts. Who gets to tell stories? Should it only be own voices? Do we get the opportunity to tell stories about places or things that we've observed, people we admire? Is mining life experiences wrong? Hit the PTW Twitter or Instagram and let's really actually chat about it. I would love to know what you think. And as a final note, we'll be discussing Yellowface as the final book for our Read Like a Writer Summer Book Club series. That's been our book club. We picked three books over the summer that we wanted to kind of read, not only to talk about their content, but to talk about their approach to the craft. And it has been so thrilling, so fun. We did Before I Let Go, You Made a Fool of Death with Your Beauty. And the final book for the summer reading series is Yellowface. So join us. We're going to talk about it at the end of the month. You can sign up for that as well as get all of our information about our programs over at permissiontowrite.com. So until next time, y'all, see you then. Thank you for listening to PTW Office Hours. We hope you got something out of the conversation. You can follow us on Instagram at permissiontowrite, on Twitter at permtowrite, and stay up to date through our website, permissiontowrite.com. Join our community that works to amplify and cultivate the voices of Black writers and writers of color.